Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you expecting me to introduce myself? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Greetings from my wife and the brethren in Port Harcourt. Amen. Now, it's not very, it's not a very common thing that the Lord lets me out. Hallelujah. To come this way. Hallelujah. So whenever he does, I'm expecting that there are specific things, or I know there are specific things he wants to do. I want you to say amen to that. Amen. And I know that this weekend will be a lot of weekend of deliverance for many of us. The yokes will be broken. And the spirit of religion will be dealt with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because that is one monster that is hindering the people of God from moving on in God. Amen.
Amen.
So this meeting will judge the spirit of religion.
Amen.
So that the people can be liberated.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To move on to do the will of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you need to understand the purpose of God while we gather. And if we're able to comprehend that, it makes it a lot easier for us to understand the purpose of God. When we gather like this, it's very, very nice. Amen.
Amen.
It's very, very nice. But I can tell you something, and I hope I won't disappoint many of you tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That this is just a platform that God provides that affords us an opportunity to hear His word, to know what is in His mind. In other words, having a church like this is an opportunity, it's a platform. Hallelujah. And that is why God, He says that God does not dwell in houses made of what? Man's hand. So structure is not part of God's business. That, as a matter of fact, is church business. Hallelujah. But God is not interested in church. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you know that. That's why I say I won't, let it not be that I disappoint you. God is not interested in church. He's not interested in structure. He's not interested in all the fine music and all the jumping up that we find in the church today. God is not interested in that. Hallelujah. Then you ask me, what is He interested in?
Amen.
He's interested in making sons.
Amen.
That's what He's interested in. So if after you're jumping up and down and doing all the things you think you are doing for God, and at the end of the day He doesn't have sons, it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to understand that. And when once we understand it, it's going to help us and set our perspective right. Give us a clear direction of where we are going. You know, many Christians today don't really know where they are going. Hallelujah. You maybe call yourself an end time. Imagine church and all the big names. Many don't know where they are going. They don't even understand what is in God's mind. And that is a big disappointment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we just discovered that the church, what we call church, is being ravaged by devils. Being invaded by devils. Church is being ruled by another spirit. Hallelujah. Many churches, if I begin to tell you some of the things that happen in what you call church organizations, you will not be here today. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, that does not rule out the fact that He says that we should assemble ourselves together. Is it not so?
Yes,
very, very important. But I keep saying that that is only but what? A platform through which God can reach us, through which He can have an access to us, through which He can reveal His mind to His people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So tonight, it is my desire and my prayer that God will visit us and change our understanding, change our perspective, and give us a clear understanding of where we are going as a people. The end time church have lost direction. Hallelujah. We are now muddled up with every manner of thing. Hallelujah. And I say it without any iota of controversy. Hallelujah. He said that if you do not watch, that I will come to you and I will remove the lampstand. You know what that means? It means that he takes away his spirit and he will just be operating as one of those social gatherings. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Amen. So we must watch. Watch over what? Watch over our own soul. Where is God really placing his emphasis? What is God really saying at this moment? What is he trying to address in this time? Hallelujah. But I see the end time church, we are now talking and preaching and behaving like what we find out there. So of what point is it to say that we have been called out if there is no marked difference between us and the people out there? Hallelujah. If we cannot, by the things we do and by the things we say, if there is no difference, of what use is that to God? To say that you have been called out, of what use? If you still can behave like an unbeliever, of what use is it to God that you have been saved? If you say you have been called out, of what use that if you still act and talk and transact your business like the people out there, of what use is it to God? And this weekend, I pray that God will help us to settle a few of these questions in our hearts.
Amen.
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 Because he's looking for sons. Amen. Hallelujah. He's looking for his bride.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And of surety, I can assure you, he must have a people.
Amen.
Amen. So whether the devil likes it or not, with all the deceptions going on, whether he likes, God must surely have what? A remnant. He must have a people.
Amen.
And I want to count myself as one of those. Therefore I labor, therefore I fight, therefore I struggle, that I might be named among his saints. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Just go with me to 2 Kings. We'll just take it from there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I may be constrained a little bit by time, because if I go on, I think we don't live here. I don't preach short sermons. Amen. I just move as God directs me. But because my brother is here, I just want to give him a little opportunity so that he can also bring forth the burden in his heart. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we go to 2 Kings chapter 4. Hallelujah. It says, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take upon him my two sons to be born men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you know, when the scripture says, opens up by saying that there is a certain woman, not that the scripture is incapable of telling you the name of the woman or where the woman comes from. If you go down that chapter, there's another place where he named the specific place where the woman comes from, the Shunammite. You understand? But in this case, there is no name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So he says there is what? A certain woman. Hallelujah. So it's not that he doesn't know where the woman is, or where she comes from, or what her name is. But when the scripture begins to open up this way, it does mean that there is something deeper you have to look into. That is a clue you have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, looking very closely. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That it has a deep spiritual meaning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that woman, hallelujah, is none other but what? The church. Is it not so? Hallelujah. That is the church. Amen.
Amen.
That church is not talking about the church out there. It's talking about the church here. In other words, I can fit in to be that certain woman. I have the characteristics of that certain woman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And therefore, we must look at it within that context. Because we have the tendency that when the scripture is talking about something, the tendency is to look for out there, to look at someone else. But it's talking about us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, bring your mind together to tell yourself that tonight God is speaking about me. Not about my brother. Hallelujah. Not about my sister, not about someone else, but he's talking about me as being part of his church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said there was a certain woman, and that this woman was one of the wives of the prophets. In other words, it's addressing something that likely to be prophetic. Hallelujah. Amen. Something that is prophetic, something that has to do with the prophetic. Hallelujah. So he says that this woman was married to a prophet, and that this prophet was what? Dead. Hallelujah. And that this prophet, before he died, that he feared the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But ask yourself, why didn't the scripture tell us? Because the woman said that this man died and he left some bit of death to be born by his wife. Is it not so? Why didn't the scripture tell us what debt he owed? Why is it that he is only telling us that this man, that some creditors came and we are now laying claim or trying to make a demand upon his two sons? Hallelujah. Now, the scripture is giving that gap for you to feel it. Hallelujah. So also there are many stories in the scriptures. And when they go that way, God may not provide the answer, but he's expecting you to reason, to think, that there is something that is missing here. In other words, you provide the missing link. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This prophet, hallelujah. I wouldn't say he was a false prophet, but he was a religious prophet. Hallelujah. Certainly he was a prophet. But he was, this woman and the husband were so religious. Hallelujah. So religious that they never knew that something was coming upon them. Hallelujah. And when it came, they were in a very terrible state. And brethren, that is the state of the church. The church is going on with religion all over the place. All you see is the spirit of religion. Men trying, hallelujah. I don't need to tell you. They now bear every manner of title. Hallelujah. Initially, I thought they would end up being pastor, so and so. But these days, they answer prophet, so and so. Is it not so? Is it not getting popular this way? Is it not popular this side? Professor so and so. In fact, before they got to that, they were answering, after pastor, they started answering apostle. After apostle, I thought it would end there. They're now answering what? Prophet. Very soon they will answer teacher. They're already answering evangelist, is it not so? You know, teacher is not a very noble profession. So, hallelujah. So if you put teach there, they know how they abbreviate it. Sometimes it's PST, pastor, APL or APT, apostle, prophet. I don't know how do they do that one. They write it in full. Amen. But that's by the way. What we're trying to say, brethren, is that the spirit of religion is at work. It has taken over every manner of organization, including the end time church. Hallelujah. I don't need to tell you the kind of reverence Hallelujah. We begin to assert the certain position in the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are beginning to exalt even the eldership issue. It's now becoming greater than the rest of the brethren. I don't know whether you understand. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Eldership is an arrangement. It's a temporary arrangement that God places in His church for the time being. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
It is an administrative arm that God has placed in His church to do His work. When you get to heaven, there is nothing like elders, so and so, except the 24 elders, which is also symbolic. I don't know whether you are following. So the issue of position in the church should not be so important to us. The issue of hierarchy in the church should not be important to us. Hallelujah. They are only a temporary arrangement that God provides. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He says that the elders that rule well, that you they are worthy of work.
Order.
Amen. Amen. When they do their work well, here. Praise the Lord. Okay? So what we're trying to say is that the church is moving into religion so far. Trying to be like others. Trying to behave like other groups. What they see out there. This called out church is beginning to act and behave like every other group. But God will not have it so.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
There must be a people that are separate, different. Hallelujah. And tonight God is placing His hand, or is going to place His hand on such tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the woman said that my husband is dead. He was a man that feared God. But having died, he left some burden. And the burden was that he was owing. And that there was a demand that has come upon his two sons. And those two is symbolic tonight. I want you to note that. The two sons speaks about the Word and the Spirit. Hallelujah. That bondmen have come to lay hold upon the two sons. To make a demand upon the two sons. To exact upon the two sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So the church has come under much pressure. The Word, the ministry of the Word and the Spirit has come under pressure. The holy seed that is sown inside of you have come under pressure. I don't know whether I'm communicating.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We'll try and, bring it down to minimal level so that we all be able to comprehend and flow together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So there is a demand upon us. The pressure, there is a pressure upon us to walk in righteousness. I don't know whether you understand. Hallelujah. As you do your daily business, hallelujah, there is pressure upon you to do it right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To walk in the path of holiness and righteousness. There is a demand upon you and I. Hallelujah. Even the normal quiet time in the home. I don't know whether some of you get into that kind of pressure. Because of the demands of life. Because of the trials, the adversity, the hard times that we're going through. It is possible that you wake up and you leave your home without coming into the presence of God. Is it not so? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So there is a pressure. There is a demand upon the two sons. There are two sons that are coming forth. What will come forth? He said, I travail until what? Christ. The Word. Be formed in you. So there is a pressure upon it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we struggle. We try. Hallelujah. And every day there is a fight. There is something that is going on right within our being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the creditors have come. The times that we live are making demands upon the two sons. Is it not so? the system that we work in, the environment that we live in, hallelujah, are putting exerting pressure upon the two sons. And if we are not careful, hallelujah, they are going to destroy, or they will take away the two sons. Is it not so? Is it not so? And that is why there are many falling away today. They can't stand the pressure. Hallelujah. Amen. You can see a man, he can say, you go to his office, right behind you will see calendar of one ministry or the other behind him. He even tells you that he's a pastor of so and so church. Hallelujah. And then he said, the boys, they need some money to do that work. Do you understand? It's not me. It's not me. No, I'm a pastor. It's not me. But the boys, they need some money to do the work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you not a lawyer? Don't you understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There is pressure upon us. And at that particular critical time, many of us will give up. Hallelujah. And then you say, well, you know, when you get home, I'm going to repent. The Lord understands. Hallelujah. Compromises here and there because the two sons have come under pressure. Hallelujah. And I pray that God will deliver us and set a people apart for himself. Because we are not talking about religion. We are talking about life. We are talking about a people that will be joined to him. Hallelujah. A people that, hallelujah, that will be the bride of Christ. They are not going to live in compromises. They are not going to be religious people. They are not going to be church people. Hallelujah. They are going to be sons of God. That is God's ultimate call, and that is his desire. Hallelujah. He said that creation travails. Waiting for what? Hallelujah. Oh my God. He's looking for a people. Not just talking it. Everywhere you go, men talk about God, talk about Christ, talk about being born again. But get inside. Hallelujah. Can of worms. Dead men's bones. Hallelujah. It is not a matter of talking it. We are good at talking, but many don't walk the talk. Hallelujah. We just talk flamboyantly, and for the end time church we stand in danger because we talk revelationary. Hallelujah. You want to bamboozle some people with some revelation. Let's go inside the life. Empty. Nothing to write home about. Get into the marriages. It's all rubbish. Insubordination in the home. But we can talk about God. Our children living in rebellion. Yet, we talk about God. God is not interested in people who talk about him. He is interested about people who know him. Hallelujah. You can talk about God from now till tomorrow. That is entirely your business. Hallelujah. Huh? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I can talk about Jonathan, really. Do you understand? I can talk about him. He went to University of Port Harcourt like me. I'll say, well, in fact, he lived very close before he became, he lived very close to where I'm living. I can talk about him. Huh? The chief medical officer of the wife, we're classmates. So I can talk about him. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But does Jonathan know me? He does not know me. He doesn't know me. But I can talk so nicely about him. Oh, you know, I mean, I live very close to him, you know. In fact, my friend is there. I can talk all that rubbish. But I tell you something. If you go, if you ever have a contact with Jonathan, and say, do you know one man called Isaac? He will tell you, where is he from? Hallelujah. And that is the way it is, brethren. We talk about God. Pretend that we know God. Behave as if we know God. But we never knew him. Hallelujah. Because when you know him, something must give way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Our nature will give. Something must get out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Do you know the essence of marriage? The essence of marriage is that when you are joined to a woman, you lose certain things. Is it not so? One of the things you lose is what? Your liberty. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Those of you that are married, you understand what I mean. Hallelujah. You lose your liberty. All the joints you used to go to before, you no longer will go. I don't know. All the friends you used to keep before, you will no longer keep. Your liberty to do certain things is taken away from you. Because you have now known a woman. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Amen. The same with a woman. Hallelujah. Amen. You'll be wondering, where is Brother Isaac going? If you know God, he detects what you wear. Do you understand? Yeah. He tells you what to eat, mm-hmm. when to eat.
Yes, sir.
He tells you what job to take, mm-hmm. what one not to take. Yeah. He tells you where to go and where not to go. Yeah. Something must give way. Yeah. That is when you can say, well, I know God. Hallelujah. Do you understand? I know the things he will tell me to do and the things he will tell me not to do. And Paul was able to say that I may know him. Mm. Hallelujah. Amen. And the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering. Hallelujah. That I may be made what? Conformable to his death. That is knowing God. Hallelujah. It's not a matter of professing that we know God. We talk about God so much. Hallelujah. Carry our Bibles all over the place. Even taxi drivers do it. They put it at their dashboard. They never open it. And when you start talking about the things that are in there, they will be looking at you. Some even dare say that this is a false doctrine. Hallelujah. Do we know God? That is one question we must settle. How much of God do we know? Or are we just here practicing religion? Religion kills, if you must know. Not only religion, church. Church business kills. Church. Is it playing church? It kills. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He said, we have come unto Mount Zion. Where there is what? Deliverance. Amen. Amen. That is church. If you come to church and you don't get deliverance, then you haven't started. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are things that are exerting upon us, and their intention is to make sure that the holy seed does not form. Hallelujah. And when one be able to touch it, that is the end of your church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I pray that tonight God might grant us the ability. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because God is interested in settling the debt.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The things that bring us into a state, that bring us to a place where we begin to compromise, if we are really willing and we are ready, God will bring deliverance to us.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's move on now. He says, and Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? The woman came and complained to Elisha. So Elisha asked her one important question. He said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, tell me. Hallelujah. He said, what do you have in your house? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, what hast thou in the house? Very specific. Amen.
Amen.
What do you have in your house? Because if your creditors are coming upon you, that is not necessarily the issue. The issue is, what preparations are you making to pay for that debt?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So what is in your house? Now let me tell you, in the scripture there are many houses.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There are Pharaoh, you have Pharaoh's house.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Is it not so?
Yeah.
Pharaoh's house. And in Pharaoh's house, when the plague came, there were frogs, there were flies, there were every manner of thing. Hallelujah. Amen. So there are, hallelujah, there are Christians that are Pharaoh houses. Do you understand? Amen. Are you following? Amen. Hallelujah. Because out of them come frogs, and flies and every manner of evil work. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Pharaoh's house. Pharaoh's house is deemed for judgment. Are we following? So if you are here, you belong. That is you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are Pharaoh's house. Devils are in control, ravaging and controlling. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That is Pharaoh's house. Amen.
Amen.
I don't think you understand the danger that you stand if you are not born again. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Time of tribulation is coming for you. You are not going to, you don't have a chance of survival. Hallelujah. Because God is determined to deal with Pharaoh.
Yes,
hallelujah. And when he deals with him, everything that belongs to him go with it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So I don't know how many of you here tonight. Hallelujah. Pharaoh, the house of Pharaoh is in control. And I tell you something, they are in the church. And they are the people causing confusion in the church. Causing all the trouble. Because all over them shows that they belong to God, but they do not. You understand what I'm saying? You know, there was a time when Moses got to Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, I now fear God. You guys go and serve your God. Is it not so? Hallelujah. So in other words, Pharaoh was a religious spirit. Is it not so? And he had a bit of the fear of God. But lo and behold, God judged Pharaoh and fought him to a standstill. So if you are a partner in Pharaoh's house, that is, you have some element of Pharaoh's things inside of you, property inside of you, frogs are coming, flies are coming, every manner of judgment is coming. All you need to do is to repent. But that's not where we are going. Hallelujah. That you can settle and talk with Brother Sam and say you want to give your life to Jesus today. And that will be settled. But there is another house. Amen.
Amen.
There is a house of Abraham. Do you understand?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. We need to understand. Because Elijah had to ask the woman, he said, what is in your house? And we sing all the time, in my father's house, yes, there are many mansions there. Hallelujah. Amen. Very nice song. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham had to face certain challenge also in his life. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 12, you know what God told him? If you are going to be a partaker of the promise, I tell you something, you have got to leave your country. Leave your kindred. And also do what? Leave what? Your father's house. Hallelujah. Very, very simple. Hallelujah. We don't want to go into analysis of the things that have to do with it. But one thing is sure, that there must be a clear separation from our country, from our tribe, from our kindred, from wherever we come from, because those things will begin to stand in the way of God to accomplish His purpose in your life. If you don't deal with them, they will stand on your way. I can tell you by experience that they will stand on your way. Hallelujah. Some of us are still having a lot of ties to our families, to where we come from. Is it not so? You attend village meeting, don't you? Is it not so? When it's marriage, okay, come on, give the village people what they want. Hallelujah. You are not really free. And I believe that in this weekend, some marriages will be delivered. Because in our time of ignorance, we paid toll to those spirits. We gave those things. And as long as we are there in that covenant, it's still subsisting. It's still there. Hallelujah. So you begin to worry, why is it that others are moving forward and I'm not going forward? Others are doing well, I'm not doing well. What? And you carry your aggression and you bring it inside the church. And you begin to quarrel with everybody. As if they are people responsible for your own misfortune. You are responsible for your own condition. Because you gave yourself, you have not separated yourself from your father's house.